Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So you're going to do a podcast? What about?
Can't tell you.
Why?
Too interesting.
Are you
Everyone's doing a podcast. Neither am I. I'm writing a book. Neither am
you
I.
You haven't had cocaine, have you?
This in my life. Neither confirm nor deny. How dare you fucking ask such a personal question? Are you being feds for 6 years? Is this what it's all come down to? What was a podcast on intervention?
Right. You two are going to have to move
all right.
Round.
Oh, God, yeah. No touching.
Which way? Towards me.
Okay. Do you just have us so you feel thin?
Yeah. Me? Darling, I don't need you to feel thin. Are we ready?
Why haven't you asked me about my breakfast?
Oh, yes. What did you
have
for breakfast?
I can see on the thing.
We don't, with this new microphone,
oh,
don't need
it. Okay. What did, you,
right,
have
what did you have for breakfast?
Well, it's a guest now.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. That's putting it in fucking Sainsbury's granola.
When you're frosties.
It's a bit peaky.
Oh, here we go. Merry Christmas. This is the Scummy Mummies podcast. Right.
Are we ready?
When the snowman brings the snow.
When the snowman brings the snow.
Go on, give us a ho-ho-ho, Stephen.
The fundamentals of physics have not changed in the last year. Snowman still doesn't bring the snow. That will never change.
The snowman is the snow.
Made from snow. Yes.
And we're off.
Happy Christmas! It's the Scummy Mummies Christmas Podcast 2019.
How did we last this long? Again,
I don't know. And why are we here with the same people again?
They
why?
Were so cheap, Ellie, and available.
Literally free. Yes, it's Nurse Jessie and Steve Hill. Welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Can you sound a bit more excited to be here?
Very Christmassy, isn't it?
It is very Christmassy. I've made
so
quite an effort, actually.
I'm feeling very festive.
Yeah,
I've got my Christmas jumper.
We're all sweating a bit. We have recorded this in July.
All your shopping done? Wait for the World Cup to finish before you start your shopping.
I did actually buy a present this week.
You're kidding.
Did you? Who for?
Just for yourself.
Yeah, I couldn't quite decide who it was for. I just thought...
Sounds thoughtful.
Well, no, there was one person I definitely know who it's for.
What is it?
It's a bag of books.
Cool story, bro. We're off.
What are the books about?
It's Harry McCleary from Donaldson's Dairy.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that film. It says three women and then this bloke with a massive beard. Is that the one? Yeah, I've seen that. Jessie, don't be ill. We've just started. Now, for anyone...
Is that Christmas tree in my drink?
That's rosemary. It's a winter Aperol spritz.
Okay.
As I say, I've made quite an effort. So this is Aperol cranberry... Asda Prosecco, because they sent us some free food and drink. Thank you, Asda. And some
just
rosemary.
Tapping
and some...
my jean pocket, though.
Isn't that about 20 years old, that campaign?
I hope so.
Yeah. So, yeah, what do we think of the winter Aperol? Cranberry juice.
Oh, it's very nice. And you did like a slither of...
A slither of orange
peel.
Although both are now acceptable.
Oh. It's
the orange. I can taste the orange.
Yes, it's nice.
It's lovely.
Anyway.
Now, for anyone listening who hasn't listened to the previous Christmas podcast.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, why?
Turn off now.
I would suggest you perhaps go and listen to the previous ones, because it's just going to be the same. It's like a Christmas special. Yeah. It's always the same.
We should have just recorded the same one 5 times and just put...
How do you know we didn't?
2020.
Because we're here.
Been sat here for 5 hours.
Yeah.
What do you know?
2019.
So, countdown,
we should just do 2020 now.
Fuck
after
yeah.
this one.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah. We'll be very sober and we can just talk about the new Prime Minister.
Yeah,
and
then yeah.
You did a really good job.
And like climate change. And it's getting awfully hot in here. Oh,
hang I on. Know.
So for those who don't know who you are, Steve and Jessie, Jessie, let's start with you. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm Jessie. I'm
no, not say what you are. That's yeah, all yeah, right. You're a nurse.
I'm Nurse Jessie. I'm Jessie.
Yeah,
I'm your oldest friend.
But you've changed jobs. I was listening to the old podcast.
No, Steve,
you said this Jessie's last year.
She's changed jobs again. It's a
this
Christmas
is the exact
tradition.
Same conversation.
I know, but it's Christmas. It's as I said,
you get a
and again,
job a year.
As I yeah. said last
as
year,
as a tradition.
To the Chelsea manager.
As I said last year, you don't go to someone's house and go, "Oh, you've got a tree covered in lights and baubles again." It's Christmas. You have to do the same thing every year.
Or get a new job.
In Jessie's case,
in my world, yes. At the minute, yes.
That's not one of the great Christmas traditions.
It is on this podcast every
right.
year.
What's
Jessie
your new
gets
job?
A new job, and Stripper. We talk about it. What's your new fucking job?
I'm a senior project manager.
What does that even mean?
I mean, that's so vague. It could be less vague.
I work for the NHS on a project that
what's
is...
What's left of them?
It must be 2019. The NHS still exists.
There is still an NHS. And it's an NHS project, and it's integrating mental and physical health care.
Yeah, wait, sorry, I'll stop listening. What do you do?
Just some boring, normal shit. Anyway, yeah. back to me.
Teaching people how to wash their hands. Okay.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Steve,
leave that.
Yeah. Who are you?
Who am I?
He is a long-listed award nominated
award-nominated writer, raconteur, wanker, the whole thing, really.
And can we add into that mix Scummy Mummy's roadie?
Oh, for now, yeah.
So it's been a big year for the Scummy Mummies because we've done about 50,000 live shows, and for half of those we have had Steve Hill as our driver.
Who's gonna drive you home?
And
this prick,
Steve Hill.
So can you guys? You've had highs, lows, but I think the funniest thing this year is that Steve Hill was breathalyzed.
Oh. For you, that is for you. Yes,
I was not there. Please wow. talk us through, because I feel like that there was a big moment in both your
yeah.
lives.
So we were in Newbury. We had a lovely curry. Somebody,
lovely gig, lovely show in Newbury.
Somebody thought, oh, I'll just have a piss next to a car.
Now, hang on.
That was your line last year.
I dropped you off at the station.
Yes.
So, I mean, this narrows it down a little bit.
Yeah, you had to go up to London for some reason.
Hugo's birthday.
It wasn't me, so we're still narrowing it down further. You'd
yeah.
gone, I was in the car. Somebody else had a piss next to a car. Next thing, we're being followed by the police.
I had injured my knee.
Which means you could only piss outside.
Not long ago. So, well, sort of, because what happened was the doctor gave me some cocodamol on prescription, which is an opiate. You would know that, Nurse Jessie.
Indeed.
And I did have some opiates with my lager and curry. And then, and then we left the curry place, and then we parked outside this pub, and like the pub was locked, we couldn't go in the pub. So, yes, I did a piss in the car park next to the van. There was nowhere else to piss. I stand by that. I don't think that's... You didn't see it. You weren't upskirting or anything. Were you?
No, but I knew it happened, as did the police who then fucking
Well, we don't know
us.
That.
We don't know that. It's a theory. Anyway, it's a flashing light. I take a couple of roundabouts. It's still there. I pull over. And then, what did they say? Yeah, we've traced this car to a Mr. Pete Hobden. Yeah, that's me husband. Okay, no crime committed there. You're on your way to your spa hotel.
With another man. Yeah.
Could you please step out of the car?
So yeah.
I held my breath, pretended I couldn't breathe. I was shaking like a dog shitting glass, but I passed a bite and a half.
Wow.
We had to pull over and calm down.
Was it the chicken jar phrase?
She was off a nut filming it.
He was breathalyzed. He was being breathalyzed. And obviously I could see that it was quite nerve-wracking for him.
Quite.
But I was really high. So I thought it was absolutely hilarious.
And then
I couldn't believe it.
The copper looks in the back. We've got an ironing board with cum, slut, wank, jizz on it. Do you mind if I ask what this is? Get out of this town,
so
you people.
He probably thought you were like some kind of weird swingers on a special weekend.
Car, rude words on an ironing board.
Amazing yeah. scenes.
And then, we had to have a few beers when we got to the hotel to calm down.
Has put me off drink driving a bit, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's how that works. I think
just
under
2 pints, I think.
Hasn't put Ellie off cocodamol or
she's
urinating
really
outside.
Stepped it up.
Yeah. Working very hard on it. Oh, Helen, I almost forgot. We must mention a word from our sponsor. This sponsor... Sorry. this point.
The rumours were rumours. I think he's married.
We've actually got a very special guest for this edition of the podcast.
I'm so excited, Ellie.
It's Michael Bublé. This is fragrances.
Yes!
Yes! Come Michael in. Bublé perfumes and fragrances are sponsoring the Christmas podcast.
I love Michael Bublé. I love his singing, I love his dancing, I love his smoothness.
I love his smell. That's what I like.
That's right. And guess what? You can buy his smell, Ellie.
Yes. There is a gorgeous female scent that's perfect as a treat. And then you can enjoy MB, as I believe we're referring to now, Close Personal Friends. Oh, yeah. Oh, lovely stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not Christmas without Michael Bublé. He's the king of Christmas.
Exactly. Listen, we're going to have more on Michael Bublé fragrances later in the show. I'm sure you're very excited.
Yay. I know.
But first, it's time for another Scummy Mummies podcast Christmas tradition. Who do we have to wish happy birthday to, guys?
First of all, it's Stephen's birthday. What date's your birthday? It is on the 7th?
No, the 11th.
Spit it out, yes. Thank
7th
you.
Is my son's birthday.
Oh, yes, Joe's birthday.
Little Joe.
Oh. Little Joe.
You'll be miserable December birthday. It's a curse.
That's lovely. Yeah, so
there's
this,
your present.
This is going out.
Present, sir. For both.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Wrapped in Christmas wrap because you're cheap. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is going the day after your birthday.
Was it? Well, it was incredible. The time we had, they all came. All the big names. Jimmy White, Caprice, Mr. T. What a
is that
dude.
Your dream dinner party? Well, Jimmy White, Caprice, Mr. T.
No, it's just three of my close personal friends off the top of my head.
I think I'd have Oprah, Michael Bublé, obviously.
Yeah, but you haven't met any of them.
Nigella. His perfumier.
I've met all my three.
Jessie, who would you have at a dinner party?
Linda.
Yeah, my mum.
Because it is her birthday!
Yay! Happy birthday, Linda!
Looking out for Linda. Gotta hear her cry.
Oh, wonderful.
Lovely
that is
heart.
Tradition.
That's another Christmas okay. tradition Tick. Ticked off.
And guess
Absolutely.
What we're going to do later on, everyone? We're going to have ham review. We're going to have some cheeses. And we might even have some balls.
So, yeah, so back to 2019 then. So, yeah, I see you've written here, Helen. If you were to write your own round robin, how would you sum up your 2019? Let me turn to you, Helen Thorne.
I had a very exciting 2019, as you know, Ellie, because I saw you most days.
Yes, that's right.
And nights. We spent an awful lot of time in the car. And do you know what? I think that's some of my best times.
Oh,
car
yes.
time.
We've definitely spent more time with each other than with our husbands this year and yes. had slightly less sex.
Yeah.
So it's been a wonderful,
I know.
Only slightly.
But yeah, one of my highlights obviously was Edinburgh. We got to yeah. spend a month in a flat living like a 19-year-old student, which was very exciting. Yeah, I had a great time, and my children have grown older and I would say better.
Ah, oh, Jessie, what's been your highlight or highlights of 2019?
I've really liked not being a student.
Oh.
I've been a student for a long time.
Have you got all your masters now? All
I
of
have,
your masters?
I have all of the masters.
All of the masters.
All done. Finished.
Amazing Ticked. Scenes.
So that's awesome. And I have also discovered youth hosteling.
Oh.
So when I came to visit you in Edinburgh, I stayed in the Edinburgh Youth Hostel, which was very lovely with my children.
Yeah, you weren't staying with us.
No, I would have had to wash the sheets. I did prepare the bed very beautifully, though, for Stephen Hill.
Flip that over. Turn that inside out.
Yeah, actually, I think I went and made it up for you because she went, oh, I'll change the sheets on Steve's bed. I said, thanks very much. And I went up there just to put something in the room. And she literally put the duvet cover on the duvet and then just thrown it on the bed. It looked like an omelette.
But lovingly done.
Like, yeah, no, yeah. Like, more like scrambled eggs.
I was only in it for about 3 hours.
Yeah.
I thought, once you're in, he'll neaten it out.
Well, that's right. Food, isn't it? Once you eat it, it's all
yeah,
just
exactly right. Just do it like that.
Comes out like shit.
Delightful.
Yeah. So, hostling. And also, you guys, didn't you go to a youth hostel together?
Yes. We did.
We did.
Ellie and I went with some old school friends.
Because
and all
some people in the group didn't want to go to Centre Parks. So that's where we went, to a youth hostel.
It was brilliant.
It was good fun.
Was it?
Well, maybe because we were drunk all the time.
Did you get off with like some Spaniards some or something? Or did you have the whole... Did you overtake the hostel yourself?
We overtook the whole hostel and we had two big safari tents and all the kids running around fields in the South Downs. We apologise to anyone else that was there that week.
Sorry, Downs.
So youth hostling, and we're doing it again. Why are we doing it again?
I think we just thought
because it's cheap.
Because the other people don't want to do the centre parks. That's right. Because Centre Parks is God's
I'm not coming
place
to your Centre Park.
Someone described it the other day.
You should try and
say,
get me to go. You should give it
someone
up.
Someone said, described the other day, said, oh yes, it's lovely if you want to have a holiday at Terminal 5.
Yes, I do.
With
lovely.
A tattoo.
It's lovely. It's got nice shops. It smells of perfume, such as Michael Bublé's perfume. It's lovely. I like
Terminal
it. Why would you?
Not coming to your Centre Park.
It's got a Strada.
Not coming to your Baptist problem? Church.
No, Pete just said to me quite recently, actually, he said, oh, what about... I said, no,
give it up
come.
On that. You
won't
you
come.
Had a year of fucking harassing yeah. me.
So
I'm not coming.
We're going in February instead,
we're going
aren't
in February.
We? Yes.
So the best time.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And
I love
I'm
it.
Approaching my youngest child's final year of primary school.
That hurts. It
That's
hurts.
Terrifying.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I have to apologise to Ellie quite profusely because I was the high school bore. For about 6 weeks, and I did, and reaching out to any of the listeners out there who have gone and looked at like six different high schools and stressed the fuck out, because that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's out of my control now.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Get Netflix on this.
Right, Steve, how would you sum up your 2019?
Well, thanks for asking, Ellie. Yeah, a couple of really interesting projects, actually. I think I wrote another book. But,
did you?
I haven't checked since. I might have imagined the whole thing.
What's it called?
I haven't given it a name yet.
Wasn't it like all sports all
yeah,
the time?
Yeah, it's pretty much like something like that. Sport never sleeps, that kind of vibe.
Yeah. And so
that's out for Christmas. Don't know which Christmas.
Our books is out for Christmas.
And I got dragged back into 442 magazine. So interviews with interesting people. Bob Mortimer, the director of Africa by Toto.
Oh.
Did a podcast with Bob Mortimer, which a lot of people really liked, actually. Yeah, really interesting stuff. They really opened up.
Oh, wow.
Have you had a lot of opportunities off the back of that then?
No. Scour Twitter to see someone say, yeah, that was quite interesting. That's it. It's just the affirmation. That's what I live on.
And that was called Athletico Mints.
It is, yeah. It's a bonus episode of Athletico Mints, if you like to tune in.
Excellent.
And then a lot of time in a fucking car with some weird women. Did you ask me? I just how did that happen? I just found myself on the fucking M3.
Because usually, I mean, as
was
avid
Jim
followers.
Hill? Was Jim Hill or something?
Yes. Avid followers of the podcast and the Instagram will know that Ellie's dad drives us around quite a bit. And I would say, almost annoyingly, he has become quite popular.
We started just taking the piss out of him, basically, on Insta stories. And now he's got quite into it. He's got a catchphrase, hello readers.
Yes.
And now people come up and they have selfies with him at gigs and stuff, which he loves, obviously.
I had a selfie in Western Supermare.
Oh, I like
yeah, but did anyone want their photographs taken with you?
You're talking about a wank, aren't you?
The thing... What you do in your own time is your own business, Stephen.
Yeah. So my dad has sent us a Christmas message for the readers. Now, I haven't watched this, so this
is... I haven't watched it either. This is... Who knows what he'll say? Hopefully
we
it's...
We might have to cut it out.
Okay,
yes. Right. Listening in, everyone.
Old-fashioned views.
It's like the Queen's speech, right?
It is, isn't it?
Here he comes.
Hello, readers. Ellie's dad here with a Christmas joke. Why do you never see Father Christmas in hospital? Because he has private elf care.
Wow.
Happy Christmas, readers.
Wow.
Wait.
I mean, that's...
Bravo.
That sums up what a mighty year for him.
What a
wonder
great...
you fucking asked me to...
Private elf care, if anyone else
Very good.
Missed that at the end. Well done, Jim.
Oh,
something for the fans, which is always lovely.
Hey, we had a mutual highlight together, team. We did Tough Mudder.
I didn't.
Didn't you?
I did Gung Ho.
Oh.
But I have started running again this year. I didn't do Tough Mudder. I was somewhere really nice on holiday.
Oh, that's right. You were going to do Tough Mudder and then you didn't do Tough Mudder. But we did it.
All your friends seem the same to me. Sure
it
wasn't you.
Thanks.
Whereas all your friends who like football and video games are radically different, you know.
Don't have any friends. Are you talking about?
Yeah. So we literally accomplished things together this year.
That
was
this year.
Yeah, we did Tough Mudder, which
on so much weight since.
You were very fast though. I'm still the slowest runner
like
as
a
always.
Gazelle. I like your on the the netting thing. You chose to roll across.
Okay, so I just thought I'd share this with the person. I have a massive fear of heights, and so does Steve, we've found out.
I thought I'd get over with quickly rather than just roll.
Yeah, so when I had to do the high ropes, I just rolled over the ropes. And I think I was the last person to finish, but, you know, still got a medal, which is what it's all about.
Exactly.
And speaking of medals, Ellie, we're doing some running next year.
Yes, we have a big announcement to make. We have not talked about this on the podcast so far.
Yeah.
We're going to do the London Marathon 2020.
Yay!
Yes. I've heard it's quite far. Yes. And I'm going to be running it for the Born charity, which, again, if you listen to the podcast, you might know is a premature baby charity. They research into, you know, not having premature babies. Is that the medical term? Something like that.
Something like that.
Anyway, they do really, really good shit. So I'm going to run it. So you can go and raise... You can sponsor us, that's the word.
We can raise the money. Through your donations.
Through you sponsoring us. Yeah, so if you go in, like, to scummymummies.com, whatever, we'll have a page up by now.
We will have a page up by now, and I will be doing running for Women's Aid.
One person who statistically dies every year.
I know, it won't be me. You never... Do you know what?
One of you will live.
No, I've researched this, and I haven't seen any fat people die.
Because they don't get fast enough.
Yeah, exactly right. So that's my long game. Yeah. I will be the tortoise, my friends.
Well, that's 2019 done, isn't it, surely?
I think so. And also thank you to all the listeners who came along to all the live show.
I came to Edinburgh, remember that?
Oh,
so I spent seven hours in a fucking broken down car in the woods.
Talk us through. Talk it out, Steve. What happened?
So that doesn't sound right.
Ellie has a Yeti that has driven us to hundreds of gigs.
That's a car, by the way, not a...
Not
Sasquatch.
not a fictional character, but it decided to have a bad day when Steve was driving it up to Edinburgh.
Yeah, 7 hours later, the street lights went off at midnight, which is interesting. Have you seen the Blair Witch?
It's not so great.
Green Flag, well done to Green Flag, who didn't come, but they did say, we'll put you in a B&B. Where's that then, and how do I get there? Oh yeah, don't know. Big John came in the end. He could not have looked more like a murderer. Jesus Christ.
Lucky, you look like a murderer too, so yes, you're fine.
He was probably more scared. then I borrowed a car, drove 6 hours to Edinburgh. Watch your fucking
show. Would you
like
to name the car sponsor?
No, it's cool.
All right, lovely.
I was in Edinburgh for 12 hours. What a time that was.
We had a lovely time.
It looked pretty squalid by the time I got there. Plastered with... ugly comedians being really needy.
Yeah.
Come to my show.
Yeah. Here's a flyer of something you've never seen. Yeah, exactly right.
I really enjoyed the festival.
And you guys climbed fucking Arthur's Seat.
And we
fitties.
Did climb Arthur's Seat. And
that a euphemism?
It's a big hill.
You're away
hill.
From home, you
it's
try something different.
It's a big hill in Edinburgh.
Well, yes, I am.
And it was the first time I'd taken my daughters to Edinburgh, and they really loved it and enjoyed the comedy as well as the book festival.
Yeah, that's what they like more. We all
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. Shall we do ham review? Shall we get it?
Let's get the ham review done.
Jambon.
Right, so we have here before us two hams. Ham A, ham B.
And one's slathered with like a dead man's hair.
So ham A does have a sort of...
crown.
A sort of crust.
Leathery wig.
A leathery crust, like a jerk like a, what do you call it, jerky, beef jerky or something.
Yeah, very, very much so.
And how would you describe ham beef, Steve?
Undercooked.
Oh, controversial.
Jerry built.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right, well, let's cut into
thorned.
Them.
It's been thorned.
Thank you. Last year, I remember Pete over put too much...
too much bay.
Too much bay in the...
Pete.
What?
As in Michael. Too much Michael Bay in the ham. It was a bit heavy bay. That's
so this is... Well, let's just own up. This is ham A. This is my ham. This is a Nigel Slater recipe.
We've all seen it on the internet.
Yeah, we've seen it. Treacle and maple syrup. Bacon, streaky bacon crust. This,
wow.
This is. I mean, I don't know. I've never made it before. It might be dreadful. It's not looking completely delicious.
It looks... it's like a little wig.
Yeah, I'm
it?
Not sure about it.
I'm going to try one of the tongues.
Right, Helen's. This has got a lovely sort of... Is it like a honey glaze you've
honey
done
glaze,
here?
Yeah. Honey mustard glaze.
Mmm.
Well,
I'll help myself, shall I?
Sorry?
I'll just help myself.
Yeah. I think you said I'm homosexual.
Wow, what a leap. Of all the... Now that you confess, I know you've doubted.
Right. Oh, the crust is quite nice.
I'm trying it now.
It's a bit leathery.
Yeah, the crust doesn't look terribly appealing.
No.
Have you tasted it, though?
But the ham is lovely.
Mmm, a very smooth
it
ham.
It looks like that dried... No, you're all right. Thanks.
It's moister than my one last year. I'm pleased with that.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
I think it needs a bit more bay.
Right, Jess.
Thank you very much.
This is ham B we're moving on to now.
Yeah, just okay. Just a traditional honey mustard ham.
Child A.
I think this is nicer. It's not as salty. I think I prefer yours, Helen.
Yours just tastes like
it's a bit sweeter.
Bought in a supermarket and chucked in a pan, really.
Oh, thanks, Jay Rayna.
What liquid did you cook yours in, Helen?
So I like to cook in the traditional, cook it slowly in
water.
Celery, carrot, onion, cinnamon sticks, cloves, good bit of salt.
Just empty the bin into a saucepan.
I'm gonna say, I think for me personally, again, Helen's the winner this year. It's a moister, the flavour's more subtle,
look
it's not
that.
Salty.
I think I'm gonna cry.
It's very floppy.
I think it is lovely and subtle, but I have to say I quite like the saltiness.
I love that bacon, Nigel.
I'm gonna go A with the
bacon.
Wig. Yeah.
Oh, well there we are.
I think it's too floppy, couldn't it?
What do you want?
This is rigid. That's firm.
Classic.
You want...
There's no gift.
Did you get smoked or unsmoked?
Look,
Gammon?
That maintains its shape. Yours fucking hangs limp like a dog's dick.
Well, you
that's
know.
What she said.
One snort.
Dick and ham review.
All right, well, we can get you
Christmas jack.
Oh, Jesus, she's finally found it.
Oh, here we go. Come on, Jessie.
Sorry.
The snort and the belt. Come on, one more. The fart. Fart for the triple crown.
No, I can't. I'll hurt
perfect
myself.
Hat-trick.
I will hurt myself if I fart right now.
You've got like 10 seconds
it's
to do it.
It's not ready.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it turns you on, Steve. Give her a break.
Oh, Jessie, listen.
I've got a Christmas joke. Mum, what happens if you eat lots of tinsel?
I don't know.
Probably emergency surgery to prevent obstruction somewhere in your digestive system. Child, small face, small voice.
Small face! Child, make his face smaller!
Blank face, small
blank
voice.
Oh God.
You get tinselitis.
Jokes always work when you have to describe the expressions on the characters.
Yes.
Tinselitis.
Tinselitis!
And is that a nurse's joke?
Yeah.
Is that for the joke for nurses?
It is a nurse's joke, sorry.
That was great, but... Oh, shit!
Yeah, anyway.
I want to talk about Steve Hill's patented fart technique in the van.
Yeah.
Can you talk the listener through?
Right, basic decorum. Rather than sitting there looking guilty and waiting for us to breathe in particles of your feces... We all do it.
We all fart.
14 a day.
14 a day.
Announce, open window, release, clear, close window.
Okay.
That's
been
right.
a
That's
few incidents
a good
in
method.
The car of late.
You just sit there thinking we're not going to notice.
Guys, speaking of smells...
What?
I think it's about time we had that chat about Michael Bublé's fragrances.
I love Michael Bublé's fragrances. I want to say, though, Illy, before you say any more about how good his fragrances are...
Well, I was about to say they're perfect for Christmas gifting, but you've interrupted me, but carry on.
You went to see him live this year.
Oh, I did. That was a real highlight. I went to see him, amazingly, courtesy of Michael Bublé fragrances. Yeah, they gave us tickets. Me and Pete went, and oh... It was a magical night. I love the Bublé. I'm a big fan of...
And you saw him at the O2.
At the O2.
Like his second home.
So yes. Intimate.
Yeah.
Pete likes to call him Mickey the Bubble. Like really? He's an Italian-American gangster. Hey, Mickey the Bubble. But now I've started calling him MB. Because yeah. Since we started working with MB Fragrances, I feel like we know him personally. So.
Oh, we're in the family.
But yes, so here's the thing. All of the fragrances are EDP. Do you know what that is, Steve?
Electro... Defence.
To
call.
Eau de Poulet.
Eau de Poulet. No, they're Eau de Parfum, which means they have the highest percentage of fragrance. They will last all day long, just like Michael Bublé.
Like your farts.
It says here, MB is the king of Christmas. I thought that was Jesus, to be fair, but all right, maybe we've all moved on. MB's the king of Christmas.
But you love... All I've known, because I've known you for a minute, is your love for Michael Bublé.
I genuinely love Michael Bublé, yes. Oh. So much so that one year my husband bought me the Michael Bublé Christmas CD years ago. Do you remember this? Yeah. I probably saw it on the podcast before, but he bought me the Michael Bublé Christmas CD for Christmas. And I played it all Christmas and it was lovely. And then like January, taking the decorations down, I put it in the box with the Christmas decorations. And he's like, why are you putting that away? And I was like, well, because it's not... Christmas anymore. And he's like, but you like his voice, what does it matter what he's singing about? Why can't you just listen to it all year round? And I was like, because I'm not insane.
It's Christmas somewhere.
Yeah.
Well,
no, it's not.
You said it, you agreed. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
The point is that with Michael Bublé fragrance, you can enjoy the smell of Michael Bublé all
12 months a year. Around. Anytime, Ellie.
Anytime.
Nighttime, daytime, morning time, middle of the night.
It's, can I read you this word for word? It's a fragrant letter to all women who love romance. Who doesn't love romance or fragrant letters?
I know, but where can you buy this fragrance, Ellie?
Oh, you can buy it from the perfume shop online.
Oh, it's my God!
It's very reasonably priced, actually.
It is reasonably priced, and a lovely gift for ladies.
So for £42, you get 100ml of Peony Noir, by invitation rose gold, and 120g Michael Bublé candle! I want a candle. I want a Michael Bublé candle. But Steve,
lads.
Guess what? Don't worry. You're not left out. You can enjoy MB Pour On. Yeah? Crisp, woody fragrance.
Let's go to the woods.
Distinctly masculine notes that linger to create a heady trail that is hard to ignore. I think he's wearing it already. He's wearing it.
He's here tonight.
I'm thrilled to be partnering with Michael Bublé.
Trying to cut himself with a
fragrances.
This Christmas. And because they sent me some in, when was it? It was in sort of May time, wasn't it, that you went off? Yeah, no, it's lovely.
But you love a bit of the Bublé as well, don't you?
I love, and he's a cheeky chappy, and... I wanted to say, if you want a very cute and funny story about Michael Bublé, do listen to the Andrea McLean episode of the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Yes, absolutely. And there we go. So, but yeah, buy some Michael Bublé fragrances from the perfume shop and you can smell, you too can smell like jazz and Canada. That's the...
Oh! All
right, there we go.
Jazzada.
Okay. Steve Hill's open a can of lager. I feel like that's a good, like a starting gun for this game.
Are we going to do this fucking podcast or what?
Right. Okay. So it is called Christmas from Around the World.
How does the game work?
Well, I've got a bowl of Michael Bublé classic Christmas songs.
Yep.
Maybe traditional songs as well. And accents. And you have to guess where in the world this song is from. I don't want to laugh for Christmas. That is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
Oh my God! It started out as French, but then it went Scottish.
All I want for Christmas is you.
I think that is French.
Kazakhstan.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Yes, yes. Half a point for Jesse.
Well, yeah,
but it is, of course, from España.
Spain.
Wow. Have you ever been to Spain?
I don't think I'm allowed in after that. All okay, right. Ellie.
Okay, here
Christmas
we go.
Christmas from around the world.
Christmas from around the world. Sorry, the world. Okay. I'm dreaming of a white... No, I'm doing Spanish, aren't I? I'm just doing Spanish.
It's
I'm dreaming
Christmas.
Of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know.
Is it Italian?
Yes.
White Christmas in Italy.
But a bit of Spanish, but yeah.
Stephen?
Right.
Yes, you are.
Come on.
It's Christmas. Come on, join in, you prick.
Don't tell us.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Edinburgh, yes.
Scottish jingle bells.
No, bells being a Scottish whiskey, of course.
That's a nice
bottle of jingle bells.
Come on, Jesse, sit up. I believe in you. I don't really.
You can do it. You can do it.
You got this, probably.
I'm having to try and work out the accent in my head.
Cal's not going
to
drag you off.
That's how thinking works.
She loves you. She loves you so much.
I don't think I'm really sorry. I don't think I can do
just
that.
Just start either. Singing. Go. On. Just do it.
Ave Maria.
It's Ave Maria.
Yeah.
Yes, Ave Maria.
I don't know the rest of the words.
La 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 la.
What Isle of Man? What?
What was it, Jessie?
It was Welsh. I can't do
it. Welsh.
Ave Maria.
I can't do it.
I'm having a lovely time.
Is that the song?
No.
Don't know that one.
Have yourself a very, very Merry Christmas. la 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 la.
Scandinavian.
Austrian? Yeah. So have yourself a very Merry Christmas night.
Christmas night, that's not the words.
French?
Have yourself. Yes! A very merry little Christmas. Yes, that's okay. Very good, everybody. All Ellie.
Right. Silent night ski.
Silent night in German. No, Russian.
Yes, well done. Jesse, Helen, please do the final one.
Okay. You're the best.
Ready? Santa baby.
No, I want to hear more. Oh, don't interrupt, I want to hear more.
Pretty good.
Shh. This is the maestro at work.
Santa baby, I just want to... I'm going to sing... Should I sing the Scummy Mummies lyrics?
Whatever you like.
Santa baby, I just want a fucking lion and some gin. I want to poo on my own. Santa baby, just...
Birmingham.
Something, leave me alone.
Is it in the British Isles?
Yes.
Birmingham. Welsh.
No.
Irish.
No.
Aberdeen.
It was Cockney.
It was not Cockney.
Wow.
Not from
Dick Van Dyke.
Cockney. That was not Cockney. See, I'd have had some bloody hope with Cockney or posh English.
Can someone else sing Santa Baby in Cockney?
Oh, just Gibson sing it.
Santa baby. If you say belong in a fucking tree for me.
I'll fucking cut you.
Fucking
you. He's fucking turned out to me, Santa. He's gone, what do you fucking want for Christmas?
Hurry down the chimney tonight.
What was yours again? Santa Bimba. You're speaking backwards. You're speaking in tongues.
You know, Twin Peaks.
You will be murdered on the 13th floor. If we play it backwards, is there a satanic message?
I really have to do wings.
Have a long, hard think about things. Who knew? See, I'll do a baby. I think you need a hearing test.
Why?
What do you hear when you walk around South East London? Good morning. When I get your coffee. £2.50, please.
Right.
Would you like a croissant with you? A bacon sandwich?
I'm losing it, Ellie.
Oh, it's Hell's changed.
It's
the indigenous
okay.
population has been moved out.
We're all humans here. Okay.
All right.
Now, so we've had the ham. We've had a little game because it's Christmas. You've got to keep eating again, haven't you? You've got to eat every 8 minutes.
It feels like Christmas. I'm so full. It's Fools and Horses on.
Yeah.
So I've got a little game for us. So Asda have sent us some festive food.
Fucking love
Asda. Now we've got to. I've got two bowls of crisps here.
From Asda.
Oh.
I'll give you a clue. They're Christmas flavours, but you've to guess which flavour they are.
Can we call that? Can we call it? It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Christmas.
Okay, right, bowl A. Come on, bowl
okay,
A.
Okay,
tuck
what's
in.
This?
I've gone Steven? For B. I've foolishly gone for B. Ooh, first.
Cheesy?
Stilton? No.
I
tell you what, I'm going to give you both half a point. This is Asda cheese board flavour crisps.
Ooh.
But can you name the cheeses? Jesse's got one, you've got Stilton.
Dairy Lee?
No.
Dairy Lee Dunkers?
Definitely a blue. I mean, Brie.
A cheddar. Brie. No.
Red Leicester. Wednesdaydale. I'm just naming
Wednesdaydale.
Thank you very much.
And cheddar. So you
knew it. Fucking knew it. That's, right. That's a pig in a blanket. See?
Is it?
Don't know. I've never seen you move so quickly. No!
Yeah. Bowl B.
Turkey sandwich.
Yeah, I thought turkey.
Whatever you're thinking Stuffing. Of, it takes that flavour. Yeah.
Stuffing. You were right first time, Steve Hill. That is pigs in blankets
no
crisps.
No fucking way.
Available at Asda this Christmas.
Quite the bon vivant.
Right, how about this, guys? Now, this is obviously a mince pie.
Yes.
I mean, you can have a whole one if you want, but...
That's what she said.
That's not even mean anything.
You don't know that. That's what she said.
Right. This is a particular... This is a special mince pie. Just fucking eat a mince pie.
Whoa. Someone's hit the floor.
That's very sweet.
Mmm. Cranberries.
I'll give you a clue.
Apple, cinnamon.
It's actually a flavour I don't normally like, so I'm not used to it. I thought you might get it.
No. Gin.
Yes, that's a slow gin mince pie.
Oh, I like that. That's a nice... Do you know what? Taste of luxury, that is.
No, taste of luxury.
That's lovely. Thank you, Asda.
Yeah, nice. Thanks for the free... And they... Yeah, good.
The other thing I like about Asda is they sell baby clothes for premature babies.
They do. And when I had my premature baby, you went and bought me a load. And, yeah. And washed them and brought them to the hospital. And
what did you do, Steve?
When
Ellie was in hospital with her premature baby, what did you do?
When was it?
Listen, you've got...
I have to go drinking on my own.
Sponsoring the marathon is the least you can do at this point.
I have to go drinking on my own every Wednesday.
Oh, well, there we go. So just the cheese course to go, which is being provided by hellocheese.co.uk. Thank you for the cheese.
They gave us a soft one, a blue one, and a hard one.
That's what she said.
Hey, thanks, Hello Cheese. Anyway, yes. That's all good, but... Is it almost time for my favourite part of the podcast, the Scummy Mummy Confessions, Ellie?
Oh, shit.
Have you got one to share, Steve Hill?
Well, I've got one. It's sort of flipped it on its head a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So that's a thing that my little shithouse child did to me.
Oh, lovely.
So he has a Nintendo Switch from Nintendo that we fucking paid for. Any free games welcome, please. And obviously I control his screen time with a 4-digit code. Because
yes.
They tell you to. I mean, I spent 14 hours a day on the spectrum. Didn't do me any harm. So every so his thing turns itself off after 3 hours until I put a code in.
Mm-hmm.
So he hadn't asked me for the code for a few weeks, months. So I'd gone to his mum's phone, gone through her messages, found the code that I'd sent her and just been sticking it in himself, carrying on as if nothing had happened.
Whoa.
I almost had to respect her. Yes. He basically hacked his way back into the system.
Wow.
So I've just changed it this week to... Oh, almost gave it away.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Little shit.
Excellent, excellent. Jessie, have you got a confession for us?
I have largely just forgotten everything all year long. This was epitomised by last Saturday when I'd had a very nice lunch with you and I went home, fell asleep, got woken up by my daughter telling me, "Don't worry, Mummy, Daddy's gone to the takeaway."
Oh, that's a lovely picture.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I just want to say a big shout out to RuPaul's Drag Race, which my two children, who are 8 and 11, who have become obsessed with. So now, yeah, they know words like minge, tuck, all the things. And for my daughter's 11th birthday party, she had a sleepover. So all the 8 girls who were sleeping over made a... outfit out of toilet paper, and then they were all reciting RuPaul's Drag Race. So, I mean, I don't know if it's scummy or not, but it was, you know, I think that's a positive influence, isn't it?
Lovely stuff.
Thank you, RuPaul.
I think we've done the Christmas podcast. I think that's it. I mean, Steve Hill's just chewing now, so he's clearly got nothing else to say.
But what a fucking year. Huge, massive thank you to Steve and Jesse again for enduring whatever this was. But to the listeners, Ellie.
Oh, thank you very much for listening. And all the new listeners we've had this year, thank you.
Yes.
You know, people like say to us that they just started listening and they listened to all the episodes, which is a real commitment. So thank you for that.
Yes. Blimey. I did a little post the other day saying I'm going off to my niece's 6th birthday, and someone said, oh, I was just listening to the podcast where you were saying I'm waiting for my niece to be born.
Aww.
So, yeah, what, we've been doing this fucking malarkey for a long time, and we just passed our 6-year anniversary of doing our live stage shows, which we've been doing everywhere.
Beatles split up after 7 years.
Oh, well, thank you very much. With sincerity, which, you know, is not something that falls naturally to me, Steve and Jesse, for joining us on the Christmas podcast 2019.
I'd just like to plug my current book, my next book, my forthcoming podcast.
Go ahead.
That was just me doing it then.
What is your Twitter handle?
At Hilly the Fish.
Hilly the Fish.
All on there. Big announcements coming up.
Show notes. And
we'll not be here next year.
We'll do all our thank yous in the show notes of all the love people who have supported this podcast.
Yes, and we're doing the 2020 tour, man. February onwards, we're going all the places.
Manchester. Yes, we're going to Manchester. Stop asking us. I mean, we love you, Manchester.
Do you Manchester accent? Coming. Do you Manchester accent?
Hey, Manchester.
It's like Sean Ryder is in the room on his worst trip ever.
And we have a book that's still in print, and do come to our shows because we sell our amazing merch, and Stephen is there.
Yes.
And sometimes Ellie's dead.
Yes. Let's end on a positive note. What's your one positive hope for 2020? Mine is, I think, hopefully they're going to refreeze the polar ice caps. Fingers crossed. Anyone else?
Get Brexit done.
Just get it done.
It's done. It's out the window. Don't have to say it again.
As I said in private eye, let's just crash the Titanic into the iceberg and then it's done. Then it's just done.
Wake up next day, it's done. Never mention it again.
My wish is possibly not quite as broad. I just hope I manage to finish the half marathon.
Finish that gym.
I'd really like a television show. Fuck it. I would really like, I mean, with Ellie.
I can recommend it.
That's the B clause, yeah. Oh, we also have to say thank you to the Phoenix. Yes, if you're looking for a Christmas gift for a child this Christmas, perhaps one that involves reading. Is this smooth enough? This is what they would have wanted.
Do you know what? I want to say one of my highlights for 2019 is the Phoenix comic, because my children get it every Friday and they love it and they read it from cover to cover, and I literally have hundreds of the fucking things in my house and they bring so much joy to my children. So thank you, the Phoenix comic.
And you can get a special offer, 4 issues for £1. You've written £1
on this. £1.
Like, do you have to sellotape a coin to a card? Like when your nan used to give you your birthday money.
Look.
Thephoenixcomic.co.uk. So there we go.
Absolutely wonderful. And to all you out there, your families, have a very Merry Christmas.
I'm dreaming.
And to Michael Bublé, Happy Christmas, MB.
What up, Mike?
Big fan of your work. Merry Christmas!
Come on, Steve. You're so good at Jingle Bells and Scottish.
Thank you very much. I finally found some. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Bernard Manning.
In Leeds.
Jim Davidson.
Manchester.
Yorkshire.
Thank you very much, yes. Clue was in the capital
Leeds.
City of Yorkshire.
Yeah. Oh.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.